from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. to increase troops in Afghanistan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said today that he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
Meanwhile, in Kandahar City, Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani seems upbeat in the wake of the United States' new commitment. He said, I have a clear message to all oppositions. You are not going to win militarily. Join peace and accept my peaceful invitation. In an evening address from a military base outside of Washington, President Trump said he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan. Top U.S. defense officials are pushing back against allegations of a significant spike in the number of civilian casualties in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 100 civilians have been killed in coalition airstrikes over the past 48 hours. That number includes at least 42 people, many of them, 19 of them children. The commander of the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State terror group says the air campaign has intensified. This is